This is your first date visualization. It's approximately 6 to 7 minutes long. So I want you to find a comfortable position. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it and release. Another breath in. Let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw soften. Let your whole body relax into wherever you are as you release. Okay, one more breath. And as you exhale, let go of any nerves, any expectations, any pressure you've been putting on yourself about tonight. Because here's the truth. This date isn't a test. It's not an audition. It's just two people deciding whether they enjoy each other. And that's it. And you get to decide too, not just her, you. Now I want you to imagine it's an hour before your date. You're getting ready and excited. And instead of that anxious knot in your stomach, you feel something different. You feel curious, excited, like you're about to meet someone who might surprise you. Notice how that feels in your body. Lighter, more open. There's energy there, but it's not nervous energy. It's anticipation, the good kind. You look in the mirror and you like what you see, not because you're perfect, but because you're you, and that is more than enough. You remind yourself of something important. You're not going on this date to convince her to like you. You're going to find out if you like her. That one shift changes everything. Now fast forward. You arrive at the spot. You're a few minutes early. You're grounded. You're relaxed. She walks in. She looks good. You notice and you let yourself appreciate that without making it mean anything. You greet her warmly, confident, present, not overeager, not aloof, just genuinely happy to see her. And from the very first moment, you set the tone. This isn't an interview. This isn't two strangers politely exchanging resumes. This is two people seeing if there's a spark worth exploring. Feel what that energy feels like in your body right now. You're relaxed in your seat. You're not rigid, not slouching, just comfortable. Like you belong here, like you do this all the time. Your voice is calm, unhurried. You're not rushing to fill silences. You're not performing. You're just being with her. And that presence, that groundedness, it's already doing something to her. She feels it. She relaxes too. The conversations start, and here's where most men go wrong. They ask question after question, like a job interview. Where are you from? What do you do? Any siblings? Boring, safe, forgettable. But not you, not tonight. You ask something different. Something that actually makes her think, something that shows you're interested in who she really is, not just the surface details. Maybe you ask about the last time she laughed so hard she couldn't breathe. Maybe you ask what she wanted to be when she was a kid and whether she still wants that. Maybe you ask about the craziest decision she ever made. And when she answers, you actually listen. Not waiting for your turn to talk, not planning your next question, just receiving her. Taking her in, being genuinely curious about this person sitting across from you. She feels that. She feels heard. And that alone makes you different from every other guy she's been on a date with this year. Now, here's the part most men are afraid of. You share too. You don't just ask questions and hide behind them. You reveal things about yourself, your opinions, your stories, your weird quirks, the stuff that makes you, you. Not bragging, not trying to impress, just being honest about who you are. Because here's what creates chemistry. It's not agreement. It's not nodding along to everything she says. It's two people being real with each other. Showing their actual personalities, even the parts that might not match perfectly. So when she says something you disagree with, you say so. Playfully, warmly, but honestly. I don't know. I actually see it completely differently. And she leans in, intrigued, because finally, a man who isn't just telling her what she wants to hear. Feel what it feels like to be a man with his own opinions right now. It's solid. Grounded. You're not trying to mold yourself into what you think she wants. You're just being yourself and trusting that the right woman is going to love it. This isn't arrogance, it's self-respect, and women can feel the difference immediately. Now let the playfulness come in. You tease her about something. Maybe she's talking too long to decide what to order. Maybe she just said something that was unintentionally hilarious. Maybe you pretend to be offended by her terrible taste in movies. She laughs. She shoves your arm. She says, "Oh my God, stop." But she doesn't want you to stop. She wants more. Because playfulness is tension, and tension is chemistry, and chemistry is what turns a pleasant conversation into something she can't stop thinking about later. Notice the rhythm of the date now. It's not just questions and answers. It's not just friendly small talk. It's dance. Push and pull, serious moments and silly moments, leaning in and leaning back. You're not trying to be her friend tonight. You're not trying to be nice and respectful in that boring, passionless way that lands men in the friend zone. You're being warm. You're being present, but there's also an edge, a charge, something unspoken that says, "I'm a man, you're a woman, and I'm not pretending otherwise." Feel that polarity in your body right now. It's not aggressive. It's not creepy. It's just honest. You're attracted to her, and you're not hiding that. You're not apologizing for it. You're letting it be there, present but unhurried. Your eye contact lingers a beat longer than polite. Your smile has a little heat in it. When you lean in to hear her over the noise, you stay close for just a moment extra, and she feels that. Her cheeks flush slightly. She plays with her hair. She touches you when she laughs. The chemistry is building, not because you used a trick, but because you showed up as a man who knows what he wants and isn't afraid to go after it. Now the date is winding down, and here's the final piece. You don't overstay. You don't cling. You don't turn a great 2 hours into a desperate 4 hours because you're afraid to end it. You know that leaving her wanting more is better than draining the tank. So you end the night with warmth, maybe a touch on her lower back, maybe a lingering hug, maybe something more if the moment calls for it. And you decide the moments. And as you walk away, you're not anxious. You're not replaying every moment, wondering if you said the wrong thing. You're calm because you know you showed up as yourself fully, honestly, without apology. And that's all you can ever do. The rest is up to chemistry and compatibility and timing. Now take a breath now. And as you breathe in, pull this entire experience into your body. The groundedness, the curiosity, the playfulness, the sexiness, the honesty, the willingness to be yourself and let the chips fall where they may. Feel it gathering in your chest. Warm, solid, alive. Press your thumb and your index finger together now and anchor this state. This is your first date energy. Anytime you need it, before you walk in, when you're sitting down, when the conversation stalls, press your fingers together and this version of you will be right there. One final thought before you open your eyes. The best first dates don't happen by accidents. They happen when you're prepared, when you've done the inner work, when you've trained yourself to show up present and grounded instead of nervous and reactive. And that training goes faster with guidance, with someone who's helped thousands of men navigate exactly what you're about to experience, someone who can see what you can't see and the shortcuts to helping the learning curve. The men who attract the best women aren't winging it. They've invested in themselves. They've been coached, and they reap the rewards for the rest of their lives. Now take one final breath. And when you open your eyes, carry this with you into your next date. The calm, the curiosity, the confidence, the willingness to be real and see what happens. You're not auditioning for her approval. You're deciding if she deserves yours. Open your eyes whenever you're ready. Go have fun tonight.